Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Would you please welcome his World Championship debut, the winner of five development tours. He's a reigning World Youth Champion. Ladies and gentlemen, 16 years old, from England, it's the sensational
Well, now that name, Luke Littler, may not have meant anything to you until a few days ago. The 16-year-old darts sensation is making history at the PDC World Darts Championship. Yesterday, he stormed through to the quarterfinals. He had a 5-1 victory over Northern Ireland's Brendan Dolan. He's been nicknamed the Nuke. The teenager's sensational performances have seen him become the youngest player to reach the last four, and he's won plaudits from his idol, Phil the Power Taylor. Well, I'm joined on the line now by Gavin Cooney, sports writer with the42.ie. Good morning, Gavin.
Claire, happy new year.
And same to you. It's a very happy new year for this young man, Luke Littler. He's the favourite to win after some of those dazzling performances at the Ali Pally. He started to play, did he, while he was still in nappies?
Literally. Quite literally. His mum, after he won his, I think it was the quarterfinal, shared a video online of him throwing darts at a magnetic dartboard in his nappies when he was 18 months old. So, yeah, precocious all the way along, you know, and he is the reigning world junior champion, but he's won senior tournaments before. He actually won the Irish Open, I think it was in Killarney, when he was only 13. That was a senior tournament. And now, at the age of 16, he's going to take to the stage in the semi-finals of the biggest tournament in his sport. It's kind of remarkable. Now, he's quite an old-looking 16-year-old, you have
he
to
is.
Say.
He
but we are assured that he is indeed 16. And look, like, you know, he's definitely 16 when you listen to his kind of the starry-eyed innocence of his interviews and so forth. And he's really captured the attention and many of the hearts of the kind of floating sports voter in early January.
Yeah, so this is not a fluke. I mean, this to me sounds a bit like a Ronnie O'Sullivan style story. This guy is really, really good.
He's brilliant. Like, we've run through his record there already. Like, he's won so many junior tournaments. Look at the list already on his Wikipedia page. It's pretty lengthy. Won the Irish Open as a 13-year-old and has been brilliant throughout this tournament. I mean, it's just, you know, he has a bit of showmanship in him, but I think one of the great skills in darts is to be able to kind of keep your cool and slip into some kind of metronomic action in a pretty raucous atmosphere. And that's what he did. Like, he beat the legendary Raymond van Barneveld in the quarterfinals. In the last 16, he's just 40 years older than him. And van Barneveld said it was like playing a darts robot, and then went on, thumped Brendan Dolan from Enniskillen in the quarterfinals. So, you know, look, he's got serious talent. You don't make it that far without it.
Yeah.
So he's just one of those real precocious stories.
So we've got to wonder whether he can handle the other side of it now, because God help him, he's going to face all of this attention. And already online, we've seen videos and stories about his personal life, including his love for kebabs.
He's hardly in the minority in darts there, in fairness, but yeah, like, he's a real honest human kid, and he seems to be kind of a little bemused at the interest people are taking in some of the more boring parts of his life, such as the fact that he likes to eat kebabs and drink cans of Tango. But, you know, he has been catapulted into the limelight now. He was at Tottenham Hotspur's most recent game as in the corporate boxes as a guest of their player James Maddison. He went to Arsenal games. He's a Man United fan for his sins, and he's had Man United players asking him for pictures and so forth. So, yeah, it's real fairy tale stuff. And he is talking about winning it now. You know, he did say on stage after the quarterfinal that only two games to go, he can dream of winning it now.
So who does he face then in the semis?
So he plays Rob Cross, who himself had this amazing comeback in his quarterfinal from 4-0 down. He won it 5-4. I'm pretty sure that Cross is the first top tenner he'll have faced on the stage at this tournament, so that it will be a level up for him. But he is the bookie's favourite to win it, and an almost unbackable price. So and then it'll be into the final against if indeed he does win, likely to be against the overall favourite, Luke Humphreys. So he's got a great chance of this continuing. Semi-final is tonight, and then he might be back for the final tomorrow.
Oh, we'll all watch that. It's worth tuning in. It's great crack as well, isn't it, with the fancy dress and the raucous shouting and the pitchers of beer.
Yeah, like, I mean, it is the sport that's closest to a stag party. So, I mean, it is appealing from that point of view. Luke Littler is also definitely, I would wager a lot of money that Luke Littler is the only man at Alexander Palace unable to buy a pint. So I think everyone else is over 18.
He's not allowed yet, yeah.
But it's also like, isn't it an inspiring story for sporting parents as well, Claire? Like, I'm sure many of your listeners spend most of their free time ferrying their kids from football matches or to golf courses or to tennis courts and standing on sidelines and in the wind and the rain. But Luke Littler shows you can just bring him down the pub and the kid might turn out to be a major sports figure. I mean, he's won 100,000, he guaranteed £100,000 in prize money already. And if he wins tonight, it'll be a guaranteed 200K. And if he goes and wins the whole thing, it's £500,000.
Yeah, cancel all the club memberships, all the extracurricular activities, get them down the back in the shed with a darts board. That's the lesson from this. Listen, I want to talk to you, Gavin, before we go, about poor old Wayne Rooney. He got the sack today. I mean, he's only been at Birmingham since October.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about six people who burst onto the sporting scene at 16 years of age. That's exactly what happened to Wayne Rooney all those years ago. But that was 20 years ago, and now he's forging a career in management, and it's gone horribly wrong for him at Birmingham City. He was hired in very curious circumstances. John Eustace, who was the Republic of Ireland assistant manager under Stephen Kenny for a while, he left that job to become Birmingham manager, and he was doing a brilliant job. He had them on a relatively low budget, in and around the top six, pushing for promotion to the Premier League, and it's seemed he was sacked for not being famous enough. Their new American owners wanted to get Wayne Rooney in, and hubris is a hell of a thing. Rooney won just two of his 15 games in charge. The fans turned on him in a major way yesterday in their defeat to Leeds, and now this morning, confirmation from the club that things didn't work out as planned, and he is out.
Yeah, I watched him in a documentary about his life with Colleen or something frivolous, and he seems so shy, so quiet, doesn't want to be in the spotlight at all, and you just wonder whether you could be that person and inspire a team. Now, maybe when it comes to football, he has a brilliance that I don't see when it comes to management, but clearly not.
Clearly, well, look, it's gone horribly wrong for him here. He did do a brilliant job at Derby County in England previous to this, and the club was kind of in financial straits, but did a great job in extremely difficult circumstances. Now, he had a very good coach in Liam Rossignol with him, who's now the manager of Hull City, and you know they might pop up in the Premier League next year. So good as Rossignol, but without him, Rooney went to coach in Major League Soccer in Washington in the US. That didn't work out, and this is a major blow out to his reputation. You know, like, I mean, he's famous enough to get another job, but this, you know, it'll take a lot for him, I think, to overcome the level of doubt that will be engendered by this kind of disastrous spell at Birmingham City.
All right, well, we'll see what he does next. Gavin, thanks very much, and we'll all be watching the darts tonight to see how Luke Littler gets on. That's Gavin Cooney there from the42.ie. Now, coming up next, from Paul Mescal's mullet to Harry Styles' new buzz cut, we'll be talking about the trends in men's hair.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.